Back now with Day to Day. A wave of unprecedented violence is sweeping through the Mexican city of Tijuana, just south of San Diego. Six people were murdered in a six-hour shooting rampage that ended early yesterday morning. Three top police officials and members of their families died, including an 11-year-old girl. From member station KPBS, Amy Isaacson has the story.
At a midday press conference at the police station in this Mexican border city, officers hid their faces behind black masks and had their machine guns at the ready. Grim-faced law enforcement officials descended from a parade of black armored Suburbans. They went inside to face a room that overflowed with stunned reporters. Tijuana's top security chief, Alberto Capella, recounted the night's grisly events. Capella says it began with a call at 10:40 p.m. reporting gunfire near one of Tijuana's main traffic arteries. Agents arrived and found the district's police chief slumped over his steering wheel with half his face shot off. His second in command was in the passenger seat, riddled with bullets. A few hours later, police found a young mother dead in a home nearby. Her 3-year-old son was gravely injured. He lay amongst the 200 bullet casings that littered the floor. Capella explains the rampage then continued as gunfire broke the dawn silence in one of Tijuana's more humble neighborhoods. In the end, another high-ranking police commander lay dead, this one in his bed. His wife and 4-year-old daughter clung to life next to his body. The wife later died of her gunshot wounds. So did the couple's other daughter, who was 11. Police are tight-lipped on details and motives for these six murders, though Baja California's attorney general believes the case is tied to drug cartels. Veteran Tijuana crime reporter Rafael Morales has covered the city's often brutal police beat for 14 years. He says he's never seen anything like this.
La gente que moría, pues eran miembros de las mismas bandas.
Morales says the people who normally die have ties to drug cartels, but a massacre like this, never.
Nunca lo había vivido.
This wave of violence comes as hundreds of federal police are streaming into Tijuana. They're the second group of reinforcements Mexican President Felipe Calderón has sent to the city in a year to help tame the drug violence. In fact, local law enforcement say the killings may be in retaliation for their coordinated crackdown. Police official Alberto Capella. Capella says what police are doing is working. However, for many Tijuana residents, fear still runs wild. Adriana Alvarado pushed her baby boy in his stroller in downtown Tijuana.
We live with Jesus in our mouth. You know, every time we walk out the house, he's like, oh, God, help us. You know, it's like just saying, hey, we're on your hands.
Local human rights activist Victor Clark is nearly as fatalistic. He says the border city's shocking body count, especially these six murders, mocks officials' claims of success.
Una cosa queda muy claro.
Clark predicts the current crime wave that has Tijuana in a chokehold could be long-term, because law enforcement appears powerless. For NPR News, I'm Amy Isaacson.